Hello. Today we ask the question, why is it good to decide I'm bad at things? This actually comes from a study that a woman at Harvard did about working moms. And the question was, there's two groups of, after like 15 years of studying working moms, there's working moms that are like emotionally balanced, they're happy. And then there are working moms with like one missed deadline or one missed to-do list thing from falling apart. Do you know what the difference is? The difference is that the happier working moms have decided what they're bad at. Because guess what? You can't do everything that you think you're supposed to be able to do. I can't. I know. I try every day. It doesn't work. So when you decide, you know what? I'm going to be bad at whatever it is. I'm going to be bad at cooking. So I'm going to buy soup, or I'm going to buy packaged meals, or I'm going to buy pre-cut vegetables, or I'm bad at cleaning. I'm going to trade cleaning with babysitting with my friend because I don't really like cleaning. Or I, you know, decide what you're bad at and then let yourself off the hook and see, does that actually reduce the stress in my life? Maybe it will.